Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Got Jalen on the line for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis. Jalen, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going pretty good, considering the weather. Dustin, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad I'm going to be out of town when that four-letter S-word is supposed to show up in May. You've got to be kidding me.
Sounds like enough of it's coming.
I've only seen it snow in May once, and now they're talking about it again. I just hope I don't see it. So.
Yeah.
All right, so weather, obviously, I'm sure something that's been affecting the markets. It's been a little crazy around here.
Sure is. You know, that's it's the time of year, and obviously when you start talking frost and snow and a bunch of rain, it's going to, you know, catch the market's attention, and that's what we've been seeing this week. You know, looking at the forecast going forward into this weekend, still supposed to be cold, obviously, not just here, but through a good portion of the Midwest. You know, as far as the cold goes, we're watching more southern Minnesota and then down into Nebraska, pieces of Iowa, but not really the freezing temperatures. But what they're really watching on the cold side is not only the Minnesota crop, but then the wheat crop down in Kansas, Nebraska. It sounded like this morning there were some reports of some frost, quite a bit of frost on the wheat, and that's heading and flowering, and definitely could be a yield factor there as well. So, you know, we're not just watching the corn and soybean markets, but we're watching the wheat markets as well. And then the other side of the story is obviously this wet weather. We're supposed to get some here, as I'm sure most of you have heard, but then the majority of the system is supposed to be in the southern to eastern Midwest, and it's going to be really important where that ends up. And the interesting thing is, you know, the big portion of that rain isn't supposed to come until Saturday. So what that means, you know, like a typical weather market, is that we're not really going to trade this until Sunday night or Monday. So probably expect some volatility there. Not only is it a weather deal, but it's going to be a fresh month, month of May as well. So we could see some new activity definitely going into next week. So the important thing is going to be to watch the midday forecasts around noontime. The forecasts are updated every day, and that's what the trade really focuses on. So could start to see some swings around that time of the day, you know, both today and tomorrow. So, you know, obviously it depends if that wet weather moves into Illinois and they get 6-plus inches that they're potentially talking, or if it stays down south in Arkansas and those areas, obviously that wouldn't be as much of a market mover as if they had to start replanting some corn in Illinois. And even if it shifts north and moves into Iowa, that would definitely be a big deal for the markets as well. So besides that, you know, besides weather, the other main thing we've been talking about here this week is politics. You know, everyone's favorite subject there, but as we saw yesterday, we had a pretty good little start to a weather rally going, and then we got shot down in the afternoon with the talks of Trump and pulling out of NAFTA. As of this morning, it sounds like that maybe was just a little ploy to get some renegotiation talks, and I think for our markets here anyways, that would be the best plan of attack going forward here. Obviously, Mexico is our largest corn buyer at this point, taking about 500 million bushels per year. So if you start talking some tariffs and stuff like that, that would obviously be a big deal for the corn market, and it would affect beans as well. So, you know, that'll be something the market will be cautious about, but it looks like going forward we're just watching weather here for the time being.
Okay, so next week here, what kind of things, what kind of factors are we going to be watching that could affect the markets?
Yeah, next week, you know, I want to point out right away wheat. You know, it's like I talked about with the frost. We'll watch the wheat market, and the wheat market fundamentals, you know, they need something like that, obviously not for the producers that are affected, but the market itself needs some fundamentals, and then it really needs to break through some technical barriers. If you look at the April high, we're looking at 436. nearby wheat. Obviously that's going to switch a little bit to the July, but if we can break out of that area, maybe we start seeing the funds start to cover, and that should really be supportive for the corn market, and corn needs everything it can get right now. Other than that, going into next week, it's the start of a new month. We might, you could definitely see some pressure later here today or tomorrow, just with the amount of basis fixed contracts probably going on with old crop. And as we've talked about, you come to first notice day, which is tomorrow, and you could see some selling pressure all at once. So then Monday would start a new month, a little fresh buying maybe. And just seasonally, May and June are your, seasonal high months for the year. And it looks, typically if you take the average of the last 10, 15, 20 years, in July is when you start trending a little downwards if we notice that we're, growing a trend line crop or so. So it'd be, it's important to have a plan going here into the next month or two and get some orders trading. If you look at some resistance points, old crop July corn, important to note that we're under July now and not May. 374 and then 379.5 are your resistance areas on July. New crop December corn, 395.75, and then 403. And November beans look at 968.5 and 983.5. And if you're a technical person and like to watch some indicators, check out the weekly stochastics. We are oversold on beans. And if you look at the past few times we've been oversold, we've kind of carved out a bottom. So look for that possibly going forward.
All right, Jalen. Well, thank you very much for the update, and we will talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.